The Gemara says, Rabbi Isai, I don't know about you, but like, it's definitely in vogue to like try to cut down on the carbs. Right? That's the whole mahalach, right? What is that?
Is that a protein bar? It's good.
So I have an answer, Rabbi Isai. The carbs are really a significant part of the Leila Seder. It's intense. So I have an Eitzah. And this is not my Eitzah, but this was an Eitzah that developed based on Akasha of the Marsham. And then ultimately transformed to be actually an Eitzah of Rabbi Eliezer Waldenberg, the Tzitz Eliezer, who was one of the Gedolim in the last generation, the Rav, the chief rabbi of Shari Tzedek Hospital, who dealt with a lot of Cholim in the hospital. And they say like this. The Gemara tells us that Bizman Hazeh, we have an issue with combining the matzah and the mar. And that's based on the Gemara in source number one. Amar Avina, a fascinating Gemara, Kufta Hezvavim and Aleph. Amar Li Rav Masharshi, Bereder Rav Nosson. Hochi Amar Hillel Mishmei de Gemara. Loi Nichrach Inish Matzah Umara Bahadi Adodi Venechel. A person should not take matzah and mar, put it together and eat it in a combination sandwich or a wrap. Mishum, the Sfira Lane, the only reason that he came and he drew that conclusion is because he holds matzah bizman hazeh de oraisa. Everyone understands that, Rabbi said there's a chiv de oraisa in matzah. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out, anyone who doesn't take this mitzvah seriously, ain lo moach bikodkodo. Okay? That's like an N1 t-shirt for you guys, okay? That's like a shtoch from the Gedolim. Ein loy moyach bikodkodo. He doesn't have a brain in his skull. Person who doesn't realize the opportunity that we have, mamish, like eating kodshim, that we don't have as man as that. The only mitzvah sachila that we have, mida oraisa, ba'erev toich lumatzas, it's not totally on the mikdosh. It's an unbelievable night! Unbelievable what we could do. So matzah b'zmanazeh is d'oraisa. Maror b'zmanazeh is what? Is only d'rabbanan because maror is only d'oraisa. The pasuk says in Parshas Bo, if there's carbon Pesach, va'osi maror d'rabbanan u'mevatele l'mitzvah d'oraisa. And if you combine the maror d'rabbanan, which on a level d'oraisa doesn't exist, and now you're eating it at the same time as the matzah d'oraisa, it's going to nullify it. It's going to cancel it out. It's going to be a problem. Zok de Gemara, fascinatingly, it digs deeper. Va'afilu l'man de omer mitzvahs ein mevat lezu ezu. And even if you hold like the opinion that what? One mitzvah is not mevatel, it doesn't nullify and cancel out another mitzvah. Honey mili, that's if what? They're both on par with each other. Honey mili bido raisa bido raisa. Then they're not mevatel each other. Obe derabbanan derabbanan, they're on the same level. Avo derisib derabbanan. But if you have a biblical mitzvah and a rabbinic mitzvah, osi derabbanan mevatel lola derisa. Then the derabbanan comes and nullifies and cancels out the mitzvah derisa because on a level of derisa, that mitzvah doesn't exist. It's not recognized according to the Torah. It was a later, institution that existed later. So the dvar reshus on a level of derisa, so it nullified as it extracts it. It's like having, you know, condiments and other tastes inside the sandwich. That's a nullification process. So now the Gemara wants a little background. What is this conversation? Who is this? Who are you referring to? Man tana deshamas le mitzvahs ein mevat lezu azu. Zok de Gemara. And who is this mysterious shita that hold one mitzvah, even on a level of Araisa, does not cancel and nullify another mitzvah? Hillel-hi. This is the opinion of Hillel. Rabbi Yisai, this is the opinion of Hillel. We all know this, Rabbi Yisai, because this man gets a mentioning at this stage of one of the 15 simonim of Kairich that we practice. My father always asked, I don't understand. There are many shittas in the Seder. Why is it specifically that Hillel gets a separate mentioning when we're following his practice? Zeicha l'mikdash kehillel, of fulfilling this mitzvah. Something to keep in mind, Rabbi Yisai. We don't just do kairich. We say, Hillel instituted kairich. Shkoyach. And Moshe Rabbeinu gave us all the other mitzvahs. What is Hillel now getting all this recognition? Disanya Amru Alav al Hillel. They said that Hillel had a practice. Shaya Karchan, he was Kairich, he rapped. Rabbi Sai, Hoya Karchan, Bebasachas Vaoichlan, he would eat it all in one shot in one rap. Think about a rapper, but he's fired him, hold it, that's mamish like the texture of the matzah. That's mamish a rap. Shenemar al matzah sumarim yachu. As the Pusik says, al matzah sumarim yachu. So Rabbi Yochanan says not everyone agrees to Hillel. The Rabbanan don't agree with Hillel. Am Rabbi Yochanan cholkin olav chaverav al Hillel. The chaverav, the other rabbis disagreed with Hillel. They thought that what he did was inappropriate. Disanya, as the Brisa says, Yochol ye karachim v'basachas v'ochlin kederach shehillel oichlon. You might think that what? That you should eat it all in one shot, in one wrap, like Hillel. Talmud Loimer Amatzer Mir Yochlu. They learn the pasuk differently. Afilu zevif ne'atzmo v'zevif ne'atzmo. Good. What's their rationale? Mestama, the pashas is in the Gemara. Many of the mafarshim explain. Tais is going to explain. Is that they hold what? Mitzvahs mevat lezuazu. They hold mitzvahs mevat lezuazu. So therefore, you're better off what? Eating it separately. Don't damage one another. The problem is, the Gemara says, if that's the case, Zokter Vashi, then why afilu? It shouldn't be afilu, it should be bedafka. You have to eat it separately. Maskel Ravashi, ihochi, if you hold that the other opinion here holds, and that's the machlokes between Hillel and the Chachamim, the Rabbeisav, then why is it afilu? No, the author of the Braisa holds, Ravashi changes things. Ravashi says, no, he doesn't agree. He doesn't think that it's as severe that you have to eat it one by one, and you could eat it all together, but there is an option. There is an option. So what is the Nekudas HaMachloikis is a very unclear. At the end of the day, what are they arguing about? We have to come back to this, but I'm actually just going to mention it right now. There's a fundamental Machloikis Rishoinim in source, at the end of the third page, in source number, what should have been source number 4, Toisis. No, I'm sorry. Sorry, let's go to the next page, under the Brisker Rav, okay? Source number 6, Taisvis Imsachim over there, he explains this Gemara. He says, he thinks at the end of the day there is a machlekes of whether or not mitzvahs are mevatel each other, even though the Rabbanan hold that you can, b'dieved, eat the matzah and marah together. So Taisvis, but fundamentally since, l'chadchile, you should eat it separately according to the Rabbanan, that is because they prescribe to the Shita that fundamentally mitzvahs are mevatel each other. Rabbi, that makes no sense. If they're mevatel each other, so then how could you ever eat it together? They should be mevatel each other. If you hold mitzvahs mevatel zu, they should be mevatel each other. So Tosfos says, yeah, inachnami. But that's the gilui of the pasuk. So on Leil HaSeder, they'll agree with the Eved that it's okay. Let's see Tosfos inside. Tosfos source number 6. Ain nira kaperish hakuntris. He doesn't agree with the Rashbam. The Mishabish Ravashi Milsa de Rabbi Yochanan Shari Toib Lagi Abraisa. Let's skip a little bit. He says over here. End of the third line. Upligi Ahilo. The Rabbanan argue on Hilo. The Matzrich Lekruche. That Hilo requires you lechadchila to wrap it up. Vinakti Rabbanan afilu mishum Hillel. How do you know, according to Hillel, that they're not mevatel? Dilmashani achad the gali kra. Maybe it's just exeris hakosiv that over here you should eat it together. And how do you know, according to the Rabbanon, that mitzvahs? You also see that they hold aim of atlas because they say that you have the alternative, you have the option. The ha'im karcha nami yotza. So it says places like this. No, fundamentally, the machloikis in the Gemara at the end of the day, even after the brisa, is the machloikis mitzvahs mevatlus or ein mitzvahs mevatlus. So how does that work? So it says places like this. Yeshlemer midisaver the lechadchila yeshlo lichroch. Pay attention, Gabe. That if midisaver lechadchila, that lechadchila what? You should wrap it together. Gabe, come on. When the fact that lechadchila what? The fact that lechadchila what? That you should really wrap it together. That's because what? Ubdieven nachu kilay karach. Im kein ba'alma in mevalos. That must be that Hillel holds. B'dieved, that really, fundamentally, the mitzvahs are not affecting each other. It's okay for them to be together. It's okay for them to be together. Im kein ba'alma, that means in general, he holds mitzvahs do not be mevatel each other. De'i mevatlus, because if they would nullify each other, im kein itzrik kra hacha lahatir kricha. So then what would the pasuk be saying? The pasuk would be coming to tell me that even though in general mitzvahs are mevatel each other, the pasuk is a heter. The pasuk gives me the option of putting it together. But all that is an option. From the fact that Hillel holds there's an obligation to put it together, that must mean that I don't need the pasuk in order to allow me to put it together. But rather, I already knew that it was allowed to be together, and the pasuk is telling me an obligation, a mitzvah lechadchila, to put it together. Whereas the rabbanon, hilk rabbanon demuki kra b'dieved, the rabbanon are saying no, you could put it together, but only b'dieved. That's because in general, the rabbanon fundamentally hold mitzvahs that interact with each other nullify each other; they cancel each other out. And Pesach is an exception to the rule that b'dieved, if you wrap it together, it would be yotzei, and that's the lashon of afilu. So Tosfos fundamentally understand at the end of the day, Hillel and Rabbanon have a machlokes. What are they arguing about? La halacha, is it lechadchila to wrap? Is it b'dieved to wrap? That's the sheet of the Rabbanon. Lechadchila according to Hillel. What is their machlokes of Tosfos? The machlokes is about what? In general, is mitzvahs mevatel zu azu? Is that a concern that the pasuk has to tell me not to be concerned about over here? If in general I don't have to be concerned, so then the pasuk is coming to tell me what the mitzvah lechadchila is. If the pasuk is telling me what? In general, it is a concern, so then the pasuk is telling me b'dieved, it's mutter, but not that that's going to be the lechadchila, that's the sheet of the rabban. The Marsha jumps on this Tosfos and he says, I don't know why Tosfos said like this. Why don't you take it one step further? That according to Hillel, no, because mitzvahs aim of atla zu azu. So therefore what? The pasuk is telling you, not lechadchila, but that's the only way to be yotze. And that is the opinion of many of the Rishonim. He quotes the Mordechai over here in source number 7. The Marsha says, let's take Tosfos. Tosfos is right in the explanation of the Gemara. Fundamentally, what Hillel and Rabbanon are arguing about, are mitzvahs nullifying each other? Are they canceling each other out? But let's take it one step further and say, according to Hillel, it's ma'akiv. That's what the Mordechai says. It's taka ma'akiv. And you're not even yoitze b'dievid if you don't wrap it. That would be a machloikis between the Mordechai and Tosfos. And it happens to be in the Melchamas in source number 8 that the Ramban holds like that. That according to Hillel, you have one option. It's only to wrap it. And that's because of Hillel Shita, that mitzvahs ein mevat lezu azu. I'm not going to get into it right now. It happens to be the Ramban holds that the Rabbanon Shita is that mitzvahs also are aim of atla zu azu, where he differs from Tosfos. But let's just leave that aside for you to explore on your own. That happens to be an additional machlokes between the Tosfos and the Ramban. But fundamentally over here, Rabbi Isai, there's a machlokes reshining whether or not Hillel Shita, which is fundamentally based on this concept of mitzvahs nullifying each other, of mitzvahs canceling each other out, that's not a concept that he agrees with. He thinks that every mitzvah still stands, even if they interact with another mitzvah. Does that now require Hillel to lechadchila wrap it? Or according to some Rishonim, we even go into the extent that b'dieved, you're not yotzei if you don't if you don't wrap it. Gemara is unclear. The Gemara says at the end of the day, since we don't know who's right, so therefore what? We do both. Great. So again, this is all within the realm of mitzvahs on deraisis. This was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. How did you eat your sandwich? By the way, just as an aside, it's not entirely agreed upon, according to all Rishonim, what was in the sandwich. The Rambam is of the opinion that only the matzah and the maror were in the sandwich. The Korban Pesach was still eaten separately. The Ravid thinks that that's a mistake. The Rashbam Al-Atar on the daf says it's including the Pesach. That's a major machlokas Rishonim, what actually was included in the sandwich. Fascinating marachas of the Bnei Yisachar to explain what the machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid is. Why would one hold to include the Korban Pesach? Why would one hold not to include the Korban Pesach? Not for now. But everyone agrees, Rabbi Yisai, once you have the mitzvah midirabbanon, and you don't have two mitzvahs d'oraisa, so even Hillel says, whoa, then we're not impinging on this. Then mitzvahs mevat lezu azu, the d'rabbanon is going to affect the d'oraisa. So what happens in the following situation, Rabbi Yisai? You all know, you've been there, you've all experienced this, everyone does this, Rabbi Yisai. The classic mistake, Leila Seder. It's like the guy who says Slach Lanu on Friday night. You know, he has to start scratching his chest. You know that guy, Rabbi Yisai. We all forget Hesaber all the time. We all forget Hesaber all the time. And you can ask me kashas later on. You should make a Tanai, the Mishnah Berurah says, before the Seder, if you're going to forget by the Dalet Kozel. We're not talking about that now. Rabbi Yisai, what happens if you forget to do Hesaber? So what does anyone know what you should do?
During what point?
You forget Hesaber for the matzah. You have to do it again. So Rabbi Yisai, so says the Marsham, he wants to know the following kasha. He says, why don't I say like this? Why don't I say, I'll do it again. But I want to cut on my carbs, like we started off this year. I don't want to have extra matzah. So you know what I'm going to do it again? I'll do it again in Korech. I'll be yoytze my chiyuv hesebo when I'm eating my sandwich. Matzah there. There's matzah. There's k'sais matzah there. So why not? Let's cut down on the carbs. Rabbi Yisai, Seder for nutritionists. Cut down on the carbs and be yoytze your chiyuv hesebo when I'm yoytze the mitzvah of Korech. Ah, you're going to tell me what? Can't do that. Why can't I do that? The same reason I can't just jump to Korech to begin with. Why? Because I have a mitzvah d'oraisa of matzah. And my mitzvah d'oraisa of matzah is affected by my mitzvah d'rabbanon of maror. Hey. Frek the marasham, not so fast. Here you were yotze the mitzvah d'oraisa of matzah. But what? I wasn't yotze my mitzvah of hesebo. So why don't I say over here, the midrabbanon, they said you have to be masiv. So now I have a d'rabbanon with a d'rabbanon. Let's dance. Let's play ball. Now I could be yoytze. Yeah, I can't start my seder like this. I can't be yoytze my d'oraisa with matzah with maror in the sandwich. I can't jump to korech at the beginning of the meal. But I was yoytze my chiyuv d'oraisa. Bada bing, bada boom. Let me jump to korech and I don't have to have extra carbs. So that was the kasha that the Marsham raised. Fascinating kasha. Not only that, Tzitz Eliezer raises the same exact shaila, not from the Marsham, but he suggests this for cholim that can't have too much. And maybe this is an option to lechatchila. To lechatchila what? You can't have too much mar? So lechatchila, you know what you should do? You should have your matzah, k'zayis matzah. You should forget to be mesiv. And then you'll have your matzah or maror by korech. And you'll do it with hasebo. Why isn't that a good option for these people who can't handle the maror? So the Tzitz Eliezer says he's not sure. He thinks that maybe this isn't appropriate because maybe there is still a problem over here. Now I think that this question might be hinging on a fundamental briskerov that is on the last page of the Maror Mekaymas, a picture of it, in Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin. The Brisker Rav presents a major fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam says, if you look carefully in the last picture of Isai, Lefichach kishesoyed odom belayla azeh, he's quoting the Rambam, when a person dines on Leila Seder, tzarech lechol v'lishtois v'humesiv derech cheres. Person has to eat, and he should do it with leaning derech cheres. V'emasai tzrichen aseba b'shas achilas kezayis matzu b'shtias arba kosos. That's when a person needs to do it. And honestly, if you're mesiv the entire meal, hareze meshubach, the Rambam thinks that that's beautiful. There's an independent mitzvah called mitzvah saseba. Happens to be, we tell you to do it when you're yotze the mitzvah, but it's an independent mitzvah. And a person should also do a seba. It's not incorporated and connected to the mitzvah of matzah and arba koisis. And the proof positive of this is that the Rambam is telling you that ideally you should be meisiv the entire suda. Continue. Because the mitzvah of eseba is not, it's not built in and connected to the mitzvah of matzah or the mitzvah of dalet kosos. After the brackets, Hari the ma'isa seba he mitzvah b'fnei atzvo v'shaycha gam b'shar achilas v'shdiyoso el de'enu mechuyah barak b'shas achilas matzah v'shdiyas arba kosos. Avo be'ikar dina ein la inyan mitzvah achilas matzah u'shdiyas arba kosos. Zokter Briskerov, according to the Rambam, ulefizem ochol matzah. If you forgot to do a seba, and a person wants to know, Rabbi, was I yotze my mitzvahs matzah? Was I yotze my mitzvahs ardal koisus? Ein kan shum graves about mitzvah shel achilas matzah or arba kosos. Rak the loyki and mitzvahs haseba she mitzvah mefredes legamre. You were yotze your mitzvah matzah. You were yotze mitzvah dal koisus. You know what you were in yotze? Your independent mitzvah of mitzvahs haseba. Okay. However, the Brisker Rav says the Rosh disagrees. If you skip down a few lines till the end of the first paragraph, last word in the line under Daf Kuf Ches, Uberosh, Uberosh Mavurdim Ochla Kazayis Vematz Below Haseba Lo Yotza. The Rosh holds, says the Brisker Rav, no, Haseba is not an independent mitzvah. Haseba is the way you were Yotze the mitzvah of Matz and the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. Zok the Rosh Rabosai, if you weren't, didn't do Haseba when you ate matzah, when you drank Dalet Kosos, not only were not yotze the mitzvah of Haseba, you weren't yotze. Midrabanan, they said you weren't yotze what? The mitzvah of dalet kosos. You weren't yotze the mitzvah of matzah. It affects the entire mitzvah. So Rabbosai, we have a lumdus over here. What does Haseba do when it comes to these mitzvahs? Perhaps that might affect our focus on this shaila of whether or not I can lechachila create this situation, like the Tzitz Eliezer is saying, to now do matzah without a seba, right? If according to the Rosh, right? If according to the Rosh, I'm not yotze the mitzvah, fine. I shouldn't do that, right? But it's deeper than that, everybody said. Let's focus for a second. The cheshbon of saying what? What's the cheshbon right now? The cheshbon is that I want to say, Midoraisa, I was yotze the mitzvah matzah. It was with Rabbanan who were machayev me in a seba, right? So now I have a sandwich over here. Let me be meisiv in that sandwich, right? So now, what are you going to tell me? Can't be. Because asi marer de Rabbanan, umevatel lamatzah, right? But that's only if what? The matzah has no chiv. Over here, the matzah has a chiv de Rabbanan. So perhaps they can play on par with each other. Perhaps they can contend with each other. Since I have a chiyuv to eat this matzah still, osi derabonon veosi derabonon veloy mevatlo each other. You see what we just created? We brought back the chiyuv matzah. The matzah's not garnish. The matzah exists on a level derabonon. But what? Why? Because I need to do heseba. So now my chiyuv derabanan should be able to contend with the other chiyuv derabanan, and we know that if the mitzvahs are not mevalis each other, so then what? If they're on the same level, at least according to Hillel, would that be a suggestion? would that be okay? So Rabbi Yisai, I think that it's totally on how you break down this chiyuv. If you understand like Shitas HaRosh, perhaps you could argue like this. The matzah inherently has a chiyuv to be eaten in a hesebetik way, and the matzah midrabanon was not yotze. You were not yotze midrabanon the matzah because there was a lack of hesebet. In the chepta shal matzah. Masha'enken, if you hold like Shitas HaRambam, the reason why I'm repeating eating this matzah is in order to what? Nothing to do with the matzah. The matzah is a dvar shus. The matzah is garnish. Why am I being masiv now, Rabbi Yisai? Because I have a chiyuv agavra to be masiv. So then when you look and you analyze the sandwich, so the sandwich on its own was what? Is a dvar shus with a dvar mitzvah, midrabanan. You have marr, which is a mitzvah derabanan. You have matzah, which is what? Is a dvar shus. Then you have a problem. So l'chayra, this even this possibility and the suggestion of doing this l'charchila or the Maharsham Shaila may possibly be very lumdish and totally on how you break down what the nature of Haseba is, and is the Haseba affecting the matzah on a Durabana level, that now I have an ability to see the sandwich, that there are two chiyuve derabonans within this sandwich that are being sandwiched and wrapped together to now be contended to lecharchilo. So that's just a shaila lemaisa, even bizman hazeh, when we don't have a korban pesach, of the machloikas between Hillel and Rabbanon, of whether or not mitzvahs mevat lezu azu or not. And according to Hillel, if it's a derabonon, with a daraisa, even Hillel will agree that you will not be able to be yotze the mitzvah, which is why Hillel b'zman hazeh held that what? Hillel b'zman hazeh held, you have to eat your matzah first. You have to eat your matzah first, and you have to, there's no question, b'zman hazeh, that you have to have at least the kazayis of matzah on a level of daraisa to what? To be yotze the chi of daraisa, which will be affected and when it's wrapped together with that mitzvah derabbanan. For Rabbi Yisai, as fascinating as this suggestion is, Tzitz Eliezer has another tain on it. He says, maybe there's another mitzvah d'oraisa here of derech eres. Fundamentally, Rabbi Yisai, what we're learning about over here is that Hillel is all a function, and the machloikas Hillel and Chachamim al-pi pashtus is based off of this idea of mitzvahs being mevat lezuzu. What in the world does that mean? What is this concept based on? Bittul, I understand, in kashrus, in dvar mutarim and dvar masurim. What is exactly happening in the interaction with these mitzvahs that are being eaten together and consumed together that we're now suggesting that a mitzvah could nullify the other mitzvah? So one, in source number 9, one has the ability to suggest, the Maharam Chalav and his Perish in Meseches Pesachim, has a few alternate explanations to how to delve into and how to understand and explore this concept of mitzvahs, number one, being mevatel each other, and on the other hand, in the world of Hillel, that we want to explain of why they won't be mevatel each other. So the Maharam in the first line in Yesh Mefarshim, source number 9, the afal gav de min v'she'eno mino v'yo of taima, v'taima lo batel, even though we know if a thing gives off taste, so in general that item will not be batel. So why are we concerned with the matzah being batel by the marr? Even b'zman hazeh, let's have the matzah and the marr together. Matzah is d'oraisa, the marr is d'rabbanan. But as long as you could taste the matzah, so then, just like in Hilchas Kashrus, if you could taste the Dvar Isser, it's not batel, so too over here, it shouldn't be batel, shouldn't be nullified. Says the Maharam Chalava, a practical suggestion, v'tayma loy batel, afilu achi, keba de tayma de mar, nofish mevatele le tayma de matzah. You know what the reason is? Because mar is very strong. This was very specific to the mar-matzah combination. And it's only because the marr matzah combination, the marr itself is very strong, that's why we were concerned over here with the marr being mevatel the matzah. Rabbi Kiva Eger, this idea is suggested also in Tosfos and Zvachim. It's not only in the Maharam Chalava. It's a Tosfos and Zvachim. The Tosfos and Zvachim says, Loy lichrich inish, source number 10, loy lichrich inish matzu mar bahadia, the dema osi mar der abono, mavatu matzu der reisa. The hosom choizek hamariris who mavatal tam matza. Because mar is so strong that the tam matza is going to affect it. Rabbi Yisrael Reb Kivi Eger points out that this shita of Taisus is very problematic. And the reason the shita of Taisus is very problematic is because Taisus himself in Psachim points out that it's not only that the mar is affecting the matza der reisa, but once a person is yotz in the mitzvah d'oraisa, Rabbi Yisai, guess what? As we just said, you can't have matzah with the maror and just jump to korech. You have to have maror independently also. Why do you have to have maror independently also? Because what? Because the matzah of the sandwich is being mevatel, the maror, the rabbanon of the sandwich. So you see that it's not just one direction, that the maror, the rabbanon, that the maror is strong and it is affecting the plain, bland taste of matzah. It's any dvar reshus with any dvar mitzvah in any direction, no matter what the taste is going to be problematic. That's what Tosis points out in the end of page number 2, that it's both from the matzah to the maror, it's a two-way highway, and a maror to the matzah, and it's not specifically based on taste. So that explanation of the Rishonim is very, very difficult to swallow, no pun intended. Then there's a shita of the Ramban. The Ramban, quoted in the Maram Chalava as well, says, it's not about bittul in the sense of what? Of nullifying one to another like in the world of kashrus. Like bittul tam and bittul beroiv and bittul beshishim. That's not the bittul that we're referring to. We're specifically talking about bittul when it comes to what? When it comes to bittul of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs over here. And by mitzvahs, every mitzvah needs its focus. Every mitzvah needs its concentration. Every mitzvah needs its time, needs its place on stage. And don't combine mitzvahs. Zok the Ramban, second line of source number 9, the Maram Chalava. V'Ramban zal perish to lav mishum bittul tam asyelo, el mishum mailas ha-mitzvahs, shetiknu lasos kol mitzvah fnei atzmo. The shita of the ones that hold against Hillel, whether it's the Rabbanon according to some Rishonim or it's another third Shita according to the Rashbam, there's someone that's choylik and holds mitzvahs mevatla zu. What is their reason? And even Hillel holds that a mitzvah de Rabbanon is mevatla mitzvah de Raisa. What is their reason? Shemaila sa mitzvahs, the focus, a maila in the way that you perform mitzvahs. De Rabbanon de Raisa habli karishus le gabi mitzvah, and it's not right that you're going to now impinge on the performance of a mitzvah d'oraisa with a mitzvah d'rabbanon. That's the reason why Hillel subscribes and agrees that a mitzvah d'rabbanon, mara d'rabbanon, is going to affect the mitzvah d'oraisa. Every mitzvah needs its time. Every mitzvah needs its independent performance. Every mitzvah needs its focus. Every mitzvah needs its personalized performance. This is also a little bit problematic, Rabbi Yisai. I don't want to get too carried away in source number 11, Rabbi Yisai, but the Gemara presents a major machloikas amoroim, whether or not this concept of mitzvahs mevat lezu azu also relates itself to something we discussed in the Yerideya, whether or not isurim could be mevat lezu azu. The Gemara has a discussion. Let's say I have 59% or 59, right? I need shishim. I need 60 times the amount of isur. 59 times the amount of isur, so I cut short. And the isur is still potent, and the isur is still there, and chai v'kaya. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Lozer says in the second paragraph of source number 11, but I have another isur there to add to the 60. Fascinating. I have 59 heter and 2 kazesim of isur. Can the 1 kazayas of isur join with the 59? In order to be mevatel this iser, and the 1 kazayas of iser join with the 59 in order to be mevatel this iser. You know what you call that in halacha? The Gemara calls that hayim isurin mevatlin zezeh. Do you say no? It's usur. So memela, it's never counted in the ratio. Or do you say no? This iser could be considered heter legabi mevatel that iser, and this iser could be joined together to be mevatel that iser. And the Gemara says, you know what this is connected to? Hillel on Leila Seder. Just like, says the Gemara, Kach ein isurin mevat lezuzu. If you hold mitzvahs are mevat lezuzu, and you can make a sandwich on Leila Seder, so then you can't combine them to be mevat each other in the world of Isser. Rabbi, fascinating combination, fascinating connection. But you know what it seems to run against? The Ramban. This is not a din in asiyas on mitzvahs. It's not a din in having dedicated time for mitzvahs. The Gemara is explaining this idea of combination and combining in the world of what? Isurim. It's bringing it back to the world of Bittul. Granted, Rish Lakish disagrees over there, but the Ramban's only going according to Rish Lakish, not according to Rabbi Lazar. A difficult pshat. But what is it, Rabbi Yisai? What is the Gemara saying? This fundamental machlokes between Hillel and Rabbanon that's going on in our Leil HaSeder, Rabbi Yisai, that's adding carbs. That's changing my diet. It's making us fatter. What's going on, Rabbi Yisai? We have to gain some, you know how verklempt I feel after the Leil HaSeder? Let's cut it down. Let's do like the Marsham. No. Why? Because mitzvah l'zuzu. The Rabbanon d'Oraisa. If it's on the same level, according to Hillel, what's it going on? Rabbi Yisai, I'd like to introduce you to an unbelievable Chassam Sofer on that daf. Chassam Sofer says something incredible in a very terse, brief way, but he says something remarkable. He says, in order for one to really analyze this sugya of if mitzvahs are mevat lezuzu or if they're not mitzvahs mevat lezuzu, which on a level of deraisa is a machlekes, when you're dealing with just deraisa machlekes Hillel on the chachamim, it's based on a fundamental understanding of the way bittul works. In your pot, kashrus, how does nullification work? What creates nullification? What causes an iser that fell into your pot to be ultimately, suddenly nullified because I have shish in there? Why? What's the reason? What happened to the iser? So the Chassam Sofer says, look in the Ran in the Dharm and Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. It's a long Ran, one of the longest pages in the Dharm. But it's a beauty of a Ran. Rabbi Yisai, someone who learns that Ran, Mamish has such hana, and it changes your whole approach to halacha. You see Lumdus in the kitchen. The Ran says, Bittul, nullifying, canceling, transforming, is only a function of a fight, of a clash, of a conflict, of one opposing entity against the other. Ultimately, when you have a fight, when you have a clash, when you have a conflict, somebody comes triumphant. Somebody succeeds and is victorious over the opponent. But if you never had an opponent, if you never had that clash, that conflict, that difference, says the Ran, then Bittul can never exist. That's the way Bittul works in your pot. Says the Ran, that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you have a physical product property that's min bimino, it tastes, it smells, it's all similar. Says Rabbi Yehuda, afilu be'elef lo batel. Afilu be'elef lo batel. That can never be nullified, Zot Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because it doesn't lend itself to nullification. I need contrast. I need min b'she'eno mino. I need different types of things. That could be mevatel the other thing, if it has the right ratio. Says the Ran, and even the Rabbanon who we paskin like, against Rabbi Yehuda, that say min bimino is bottle, even though they smell the same, they look the same, they're the same type, they have a similar texture. So where's the conflict? Where's the clash? Why are they arguing? Says the Ran, the Rabbanon just hold, no, I see different types over here. Why? Because one is usser and one is mutter. The halachic properties of these items creates clash. That's also an entity to take into account in halacha. A min of aser and a min of mutter. Don't only look at the physical properties of an entity, Rabbi Yisai. The Ran says, look deeper. The Rabbanon hold, min bimino is batal, as long as you have conflict through the Dvar Iser and the Dvar Het. Says the Ran, but let's say, even according to the Rabbanon, who said, min bimino are batal, let's say you that Iser is not an absolute Iser. It's an Iser that's awaiting a Heter. It's what's called in halacha a davar shiyesh lo matirin. like chametz on Pesach. Chametz on Pesach is going to be mutter after Pesach. Davar sheish lamatirim. Muktzah on Shabbos is a davar sheish lamatirim. It's a temporary iser. Says the Ran, a davar sheish lamatirim. Oh, so it's like almost aser. Ben, you wait a few hours. It's not really aser. You wait a few hours. Have a little patience. So that's really there's an angle that I can look at this iser and I could say, it's heter. In 2 hours, it's going to be mutter. Says the Ran, you know what the Gemara says? You know what we paskin la halacha? Min b'mino, that's a davar sheish lamatirim, that the iser has an awaiting heter for it. Afilu be'elef lo batel. It can never be nullified. Why not? So the Ran, it makes beautiful sense. It's based on what I said. Everyone agrees. Bittel needs clash, conflict, fight. And if they're the same, if everything looks, feels, tastes like the world of Rabbi Yehuda, and now even the halachic properties are all the same, it's a dover mutter with a dover that's almost mutter. Where's the clash? Where's the conflict? Where's the bittel? That's not able to be in his battle. Sochtach Sam Soifer in source number 12, half of a fella. That's the lumdis in this machlekes as well. The Nirlefiani has died in the middle of the first line. Hatam she'ein mevat lezu azu. What's the pshat in Hillel? Shem dehavale min bemino. They're all mitzvahs. They're all the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo botl. Da'ad kan lo priga reb aler de Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi Onan aleib de Rabbi Yehud of Esavri de mimimino botl el be'isr v'heter. Da'avale enomino. It's different. It clashes. Shezeh isr v'zeheter. Mishem ha'ochi b'dav v'sheish l'matirim da'osu liyos kamo. Va'avale heter v'heter. Kamo shekos v'aran. But over here, Rabbi Yisai, this is all a function of Avodas Hashem. It's all mitzvahs. It's all ultimately getting to what? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. It's all just different avenues to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Dover Sheish L'Matirim, the Achshav Mias Isser, Akopon Min Bemino Ba'atzma V'lo Mahani Masha Asa Lios Heter, Aval Sheshneim Mitzvah, Ata Havle Min Bemino, and it's no clash. That's the Shita of Hillel, of Ein Mitzvus Mevat Lazuasu. If they're all Doraisas serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pesach Matzah Morer, they're not going to be mevatel each other. That is congruous. That is something that can exist together and live together with a symphony and a harmony. So then obviously that's not going to lend itself to bittul. Okay. And the Rabbanan L'Chaira view that no. Rabbanan view, yeah, they're mitzvahs. They're all tzivuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But every mitzvah has its own identity. Every mitzvah has its own personality. Every mitzvah needs its own approach, its own hachana, its own kavana. My tefillah is not necessarily the same as my tefillin and all of these things. So therefore, mitzvahs are mevatlus zuazu. And therefore, you can't combine them, and it's not necessarily mimimino, but it really actually is bittul. And they can be nullified, and they do counteract and create some conflict when you're involved with one and the other. Fascinating, Rabbi Yisai. Fascinating what opens the door, Rabbi Yisai, to not only connect the world of kashrus to the world of Leil HaSeder, but also to having a fundamental machlekes between the Chachamim and Hillel. About what? About how do I approach Avodas Hashem? What am I supposed to focus on when it comes to the analysis of all these mitzvahs? Do I look at it from the perspective of ultimately I have one God to serve, and therefore these mitzvahs are all a similar type? It's all leading to what? Like the Gemara says, if I wanted Habakkuk took all of the Torah and ultimately put it on one foot and said, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, so it all connects to one entity. Is that the way I view all of the mitzvahs? And therefore, a sandwich is not a problem. Abderrabba, a sandwich might be lichachile, according to the way Hillel holds. It might have been the only way that a person can actually fulfill his mitzvah on a level d'oraisa, as long as I don't involve practically the rabbanans that are impinging on it. Or do I say no? Every mitzvah needs its time. Every mitzvah represents a new avenue. And although we're getting to a similar destination, that does not now affect the practice of the mitzvahs. And technically there might be a problem to combine them, even though they're all serving the same God. But every mitzvah has its direction, which is a fascinating machlokes. And which really, I think, is a debate that many of us have. Does a person have to try as much as they can to incorporate everything, or can a person say, I'm a davener, I'm a learner, I'm involved in this avodas Hashem, and this is my focus. And for sure, when we're involved in one, they shouldn't necessarily connect to one another. But Rabbeisai, that is in terms of the explanation of the halacha of the lamdis, of how we understand this concept of where is bittul found in the sandwich and in these mitzvahs that we're going to focus so much time and really is the centerpiece of the Leil HaSeder that we're going to be involved with. So much halacha, so much lamdis, so many halacha lamaisa shailas in the hospitals that mamish come up based on these concepts, these halachic concepts of bittul that now are finding himself fascinatingly in the world of from the kitchen onto the Leil HaSeder, onto the time when we're wearing a kittel. But Rabbi said what's very problematic is the Shitas HaRambam. How does the Rambam ultimately paskin l'gabei these shabbos? Does he paskin like Hillel, does he paskin like Chacham? So I'm going to ask you to explore with me what the bottom line, what the Shitas of the Rambam is on this topic. So the Rambam says, I'm going to skip a little bit. The Rambam is telling you in Tilas Yadayim, the first three lines in source number 13. He tells you, you know what, I should read it. You have to wash a second time. He takes two matzahs. You take the two kazesim. Fine, so why is his matzah broken? Because lechem oini, another time, another place, we should talk about that. And then afterwards, you put it all together. And if you eat it separately, sounds like in the Rambam, Rabbi Isai, source number 13, what is the Rambam saying? You could do like Chachamim. You could do like Chachamim. If a person wants to do Kairich after he eats the matzah separately, great. But I'm sorry. If a person wants to do Kairich, so fine. But if he says also you could do like Chachamim. Right? V'achakach Kairich Matzumar. First he says, again, the Rambam says Dafka Korich Matzumar, and he eats like Hillel. But then the Rambam says, but if you want to do like Chachamim, that's okay. Good. Zokta Ravid and Asagas Ravid VaAkach Lokeich Matzumar VaTavol Echad Amar Avram Zeke Hillel. Amar Avram Zeke Hillel. This is like Hillel. It's not like one Shita. Mikonkom Zeh Seder Loi. He doesn't like the fact the way he looks at the Seder. The Lech HaMishnah understands that the Rav is bothered by the fact that the Korban Pesach is not in the sandwich. Fine. So the Rambam sounds like you have the option. But what's fascinating, Rabbi Yisai, if you skip, Halacha Zayin then says you should be involved yourself in the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach. V'akach mavarach baruch atah Hashem lekinim elchum hashek shanam tzuzav tzvanu al achilas hazevach v'oichum basar hachagiga. Fine. Let's skip to Halacha Ches. Bizman hazeh! Not in this man of the, up until now was this man of Beis HaMikdash. This man of the, what does the Rambam tell you to do? She ain't shom korban acher. She mevarach ha-moitzi lechem. What does he do? He makes ha-moitzi. Choyzer mevarach al achilas matzah. U'metabel matzah b'charoises v'oichol. V'choyzer mevarach al achilas marer. U'metabel marer b'charoises v'oichol. V'lo yisha osa b'charoises shema yivat al taim. V'zum mitzvah mederi soifrim. V'choyzer v'koyrech matzah marer mevat al b'charoises v'oichol. V'lo yibroch zeichel ha-mikdash. Then the Rambam says, what do you have to do? He then has to make a sandwich after his yotze, the mitzvah, matzah, and the marah independently. Says the Ravid, choyzer mevarach al achilas matzah mevatel b'charoises. Amar Avram, the Ravid says, zehevel. What's the problem, Rabbi Yisai? What's the problem, Rabbi Yisai? If the Rambam held in the beginning of Parakhes that you could be yotze rut if you had each one on their own, right? He never tells me afterwards that I have to have Korich afterwards. So why is it that Bizman HaZeh, the Rambam is telling you, no, this is what you have to do. You have to eat them independently, and then you have to eat them together. Where did that new chiyuv come to be v'choyzer v'koyrech them? If I'm yoytze, I'm yoytze. If you hold the chacham are an option that I could have matzah separately and the mara separately, so where does this chiyuv come from that I now, bizman hazeh, have to be koyrech them, which you didn't mention in the times of the Beis HaMikdash? Suddenly bizman hagolus, the halacha changes, and now I have to be koyrech? Shouldn't be a reason if you hold like chachamim that I was able to be yoytze in the zman of Beis HaMikdash, that I shouldn't be able to be yoytze like the chachamim bizman hazeh. Rabbi Isai, there's one last inyan that I want to discuss that really pertains specifically to the Kairich. And this is fascinating. Okay? You're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you, but it's in the Mishnah Berurah and it's in the Magen Avraham. It's based on the source number 14. Mechaber tells us that you have to eat the Kazesim of Matzah. Right? Look at the second line of the Mechaber. Source number 14. V'achkach yivtza mishlema, halyoyno mi'aprusa, mishteyem yachat, v'yitbalem b'melech. The Ramah says, don't dip it in salt. Don't dip it in salt. V'yoychlem b'aseba b'yachat, kezayis mikol echad. And you should each one, a kezayis of each one, b'yachat. Zok to Magen Avraham. In source number 15, Rabbi say, this is a Magen Avraham that is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. Beli choylik. Unbelievable, Rabbi Yisai. Do you eat a kezayis of matzah biyachad in one shot, Rabbi Yisai? It's pretty scary. That's pretty intense, Rabbi Yisai. What do most of us do? Bites. Well, you take bites. And how is that considered an achila? You eat it in the zone of achila, kedei achilas pras. That's what the Gemara tells us. Kezayis b'kedei achilas pras. Does anyone remember the lashon of the Gemara? Kezayis b'kedei achilas pras? Im ochlan bekezayis bechdei achilas pras up the Gemara, yotza. What does yotza mean? You're yotza the mitzvah b'di'evit. Says the Mordechai, Rabbi Yisai. He says, he doesn't understand, according to Hillel, he says, if kezayis bechdei achilas, he says he doesn't understand something. He says, the Gemara in Krisis tells us that there's only room in our throat to fit a kibetza and a half in our throat. That's the area that could fit in our throat. A betza and a half. Every kezayis is a half a betza, says the Mordechai, quoted by this Magen Avraham. He says, I don't understand, according to Hill, how you're ever yotze the mitzvah of Kairich or of Korban Pesach, that you're supposed to do it all together. Says the Mordechai, you can't swallow that amount in one shot. Ask the Trumas Hadeshin. So what does Mordechai say? Must be you have to crush it all up in your mouth and then swallow it all up so that you can swallow it a beitz and a half and it can fit in your throat. Ask the Trumas Hadeshin, ask the Mordechai, what's the problem? Jonah just quoted me a Gemara. Kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, yoyotze. Why did the Mordechai have an issue? What do we have, a mitzvah to choke ourselves? What's the Mordechai talking about? Why is he saying this? So no, there's no mitzvah to choke. He's just saying, chew. Why do you have to chew? Find out the zman of kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, whatever it is. Some sefer thinks it's around 4 minutes. Eat it within 4 minutes. You're good to go. Says the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach, Rabbi Yisai, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, unbelievable. You want a chumrah? Wow, is that a chumrah? You look at my floor in the Leila Seder. It's the messiest floor. Dafka when it comes to matzah. You know why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, because it's b'di'evit. Because I speak Hilchos Pesach, it's b'di'evit. Ideally, the Mordechai held that what? You should swallow it all in one shot. So chew it up and then swallow it all. And says the Mishnah Berurah, kezayis b'chdei achilas pras is not ideal. Lamaisa, it's very hard. Rabbi Yisai, it's very hard. I could tell you I try to do it. I'm not even sure I ever accomplish it. I'll tell you why. Because if you want to try it on Leila Seder to be yotze l'chachila, it's very hard. I'm not telling you it's very hard to swallow that amount. It's very hard to make sure that you don't start swallowing while you're chewing up. That's the hardest part. And once you start swallowing and you don't have that amount of shear to lechatchila swallow, so then you're in the world of, you're in the zone of kezayis b'chdei pras already, you're not yitzchak. Sa'ay tochen, Rabbi Yisai? Here?
in why you were creating this chumrah that no one's ever heard of? Everyone thinks I'm Meshuggah. They're looking at me like I'm crazy. A Mishnah Brura, a Magen Avraham. Is this real? Is this legit? Where'd this come from? These pages got to be fake. What's the Minhag HaOlam been based on for years, for generations? No one's been makbid on this. Everyone holds Kazayich V'Yechlos Pras. You're okay. What's the reason? The Mordechai said it's Osir. The Mordechai says L'chadchila you shouldn't. What are you going to do with the Mordechai? The Magen Avraham is bringing down a Mordechai. Zokter B'chayim Brisker Rabbi Yisai. I have a picture of it. On top of the Brisker Rav. Reb Chaim Brisker on the last page. Reb Chaim Brisker says, Amayr de Gavart. And Rabbi said, with this, we're going to start understanding our entire Kairach and experience in Kairach. The Mordechai was only talking about Kairach. He wasn't talking about the mitzvah of matzah. He was talking about specifically Kairach. Why should Kairach be any different, Rabbi said? I'll tell you why Kairach should be. Because the Reb Chaim says Kairach is about siruf, is about joining things together, is about taking these independent mitzvahs, which look like things that are totally distinct, and wrapping it all up and eating it together. Perhaps that's the place that the Mordechai was bothered. How do I have these three kazesim and swallow them in one shot? The kricha is not just a show. The kricha and the wrapping and the combination and the collectiveness of this item is about the experience and the achila as well. On that, the Mordechai says, how does he do it? Chew it up. But the Mordechai says, Dr. Chaim never meant to say that by the plain mitzvahs matzah, by the plain mitzvahs mar, or by other mitzvahs, that kezayis b'chtei achilas pras is b'dieved. The Mordechai was very specific to the experience of kairach, to the rap that we're having in the world of Hillel on Leil HaSeder. Rabbi Yisai, it's this Yisoid, and it's this concept that we're being choshish for on Leil HaSeder that I think is introducing to us a new avoida, a new experience, a new approach in avoidas Hashem that Chazal felt. Bizman hazeh! As opposed to Bizman Abayis! In the time of Golus, where we're awaiting the Geula, we have to introduce ourselves to this concept of what? Of the rap, of the connection, of the interaction between the mitzvahs, the collectiveness of Avodas Hashem, and where it's all going for, and what it all represents. That not only should be wrapped together in our hands, but it should be swallowed together. And that was only for Kairach, for nothing else. Bnei Yisoschar in source number 17 says something incredible. The Pesach Matzah Mor that we're wrapping together is Meramis to write, Rabbi Yisai, to Al Gimel Dvarim HaOylam Oymed, Al Avoido, which is the Parvim Pesach, the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which in Bizman HaZeh is our Tefillah, Al matzah imein kemach in Torah, the matzah which represents the fight against the Yetzer Hara, the fight against going to the Beis Medrash, the Sor Shabi Isa, the matzah overcomes that and makes a person into a Ben Torah to have the right focuses on what? On the plain matzah that's not pulled in any directions, that's not risen, that's on a balgaiva, that just wants to be makabel, the Torah, the kemach, imein kemach in Torah, mayim ze Torah, all the ingredients of matzah is Torah. Like Ibn Yisoschar says, and the chesed, Rabbi Yisai, the gemilas chasodim of the maror, the world of maror, which is lechadchila, fulfilled with Zokta Ibn Yisoschar, with chasa, comes from the word of the chas rachmana alon, comes from the world of caring, of sensitivity, of approaching the yisurim of someone else, the maror in their lives, and being there for them, and not just being a person who's just a Baal Torah, who's just a Baal Avodah, but is collective and integrated and aware of his surroundings and the sufferings of his surroundings, of Noisei Ba'olim Chaveiro. That's the Kairich, Rabbi Yisai, Zokta Bnei Yisoschar. That's what these things represent. And says Hillel, tonight, don't do it independently. Wrap it up. Don't even swallow it independently. Swallow it together. Don't be this person, not that person.
and exclusive and rigid and saying it's my way or the highway. Look at yourself and connect and have the sensitivity to be part of an Am. That is an Avoda Rabbi Yisai Dafka for tonight. And more so, perhaps the Rambam is telling us, in a matzav of suffering in the Golus when we're waiting for the Geula. And Rabbi Yisai, this is only person, my father introduced this idea to me maybe 30 years ago. That he told me and he built into me that it's not random that the person introducing this is none other than Hillel. Hillel, we give him a stage. We don't just do karech. We don't just involve ourselves in the mitzvah. We're not just choishish for the opinion of Hillel. But in Machshava Rabbi Yisai, we're taking a break in the middle of Seder and we're saying, don't even say that till afterwards because you might be mamish ma'akiv in the mitzvah. We want the bracha to be going on that sandwich. Zeichel le'mikdash kehillel. Why do we need that, Rabbi Yisai? Because in this matzav of golus, like the Rambam says, we need a hillel additionally. We need that rap. We need to combine our avoidis. We can't just say my tefillah and I don't have to daven for someone else and I don't need a chesed within my tefillah. We can't just think that I have my Talmud Torah and I don't have to care about other person's growth or be there to help and facilitate other people's learning. The Gemara in Soita says the Torah was maschil with chesed and it's goymer with chesed because Torah shal chesed is the only shal Torah. And Rabbi say, and to grow in Torah, you think I can grow in Torah without davening, without siyata d'shmaya? We spoke so many times. I'm not going to be an oyved. I'm not going to combine avoida and tefillah. When I'm a ben Torah, no, you need to combine these things, Rabbi Yisai. You need to be aware. You can't be so rigid. You can't be so stiff and say everything is distinct. No, there's a time that we have to be there for each other. We have to be focusing on all of these elements of our Avodas Hashem. That will bring the Geula. Who else is there to introduce such a concept, Rabbi Yisai, other than Hillel? Let's read the Gemara. In source number 18, Gemara says, "La'olam yehei adam anvanusan kehillel." Person should have a little bit of anova, a little bit of humility. He shouldn't think that he's higher than thou, that he's better than everyone else, and he can't be involved in the needs and the concerns of others around him. Gemara has a great detail, Rabbi Yisai. Maisa b'shnei b'nei adam. There were two guys that got into a fight. Shehimru zeh. Amru mi kol mi sheyelch v'yakner es Hillel. He made a bet with his friend to now bother Hillel and to see if he would actually be concerned with him. Let's see how much of an anav he is. Let's see how much patience he has. Yitol arba me'o zuz. He will win $400, Rabbi Yisai. $4,000, $400,000, whatever that was. Amar echad mehem ani yakni tenu. I'll get him ticked off. Oysa ayam, it was Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai. Time where none of us have patience for anyone else. Stop calling me. V'hillel chafis roshu, he's taking a shower, for goodness sake. He was in the middle of wearing shampoo. He came out of the shower with white in his hair. Halach va'avra al Pesach Beis, this guy comes in and knocks on his door. Amra mikan Hillel, is Hillel home? Mikan Hillel? Nisatef, he tries to put on a robe and a towel, comes half naked to the door. Amra lo, bni, ma'ata mevakish, what do you need? What do you need? He didn't say it's 10 minutes for Shabbos, what the heck are you doing by my door? Why are you bothering me now? Amar lo she'eli yeshli lishol. I have a question. Amar lo shalbni. Please, my son, ask. Shal mipnei marush shen shabavliim sigul golis. Why are the heads of the bavlis so round and weird shape? I would have said, like, could you be more annoying? What now? This is what we're talking about, Lana? It's like the way I respond to you guys when you guys don't want to do Mechiras comments in the morning. What did Hillel do? No. She'ela gedoyla shalt. That's a great question. Great question! It's 10 minutes before Shabbos! I'm in the middle of a shower! Come on! If they she'em lehem chayos pikchos, they don't have the right midwives for the labor. Halach v'himtin shal achas, he went away and he waited another hour.
Chazer v'amr, mikan hillel. Is hillel home? Or a minute, I don't know how close it was to Shabbos. Mikan hillel. Nisata v'yato, he put on his towel again. Right? Obviously it wasn't so long, he was still in the shower. Amr lo, b'ni, matam avakash, what do you want? Amr lo, she'ela yesh li lishol. Amr lo, shal b'ni shal. Why are the eyes of these people from Tarmudai so weird? So slanted, they're so weird. Amar lo, b'ni she'el g'doyle sha'alta. Mipnei. Mipnei she'darim bo ben acholos, because they live by sand. Holach v'himten sha'achas. He waited another hour. Chazav amar, mikan hillel, milkan hillel, did it again. Amar lo, b'ni matam v'akash, amar lo, she'el yesh l'lish. I have another question. Sha'al b'yishnal, b'nei ma'reglam shal afrikim rechavos. Why are the Africans' feet so wide? Amar lo bni, I would be like, oh my gosh, you need help. Amar li bni, shaol gdol shaaltu bni shadarim bin bitse amayim, because they live in swampy areas. Amar lo shaelus harbi yelishlo mizyara ni shematichos. He said, I have so many more questions, Hillel, but I'm scared you're going to get upset. Nisata v'yosha lefanav, he got dressed, and he sat with him. Rabbi said, this is chilling, this gemara. I'm going to call she'ilo she'yesh lecha lishol she'ol. Anything that's on your mind, please ask. I'm going to atahu hillel shekoron oso nasi b'Yisrael. Are you the actual hill? I'm going to hein. I'm going to atahu lo yirbu kamocha b'Yisrael. Oh no, there shouldn't be more like you. I'm going to b'ni mipnei ma. Why? I'm going to b'nei m'she'yivati al yidei zeh al yadcha arba mezuz, because I just lost the bet. Because you are incredible. I couldn't take you off. Amalo, have you zehir beruchacha kedeshe hul shetabed al yado arba zuz ve'arba me'azuz ve'hulo yakbid. And Hillel didn't get upset, even though he lost so much money. And this gemara flows directly into the famous gemara by Isai. Hillel interacting with the ger who had all of his conditions, so many different conditions. Tana rabbana ma'aser benachri echad. Shema balef shabalef ne shamai amrlo kama teres yesh lachem. How many teres are there? Amrlo shtein. There are two teres. Besav teres bal peh. Amrlo shebechsav ani manan chiv shabal bavei ani man eno ma mincha. I don't believe in the teres bal peh. Girani almanash shetamidin teres shebechsav. Convert me on condition that what I learned teres shebechsav. Garbo v'hoytzi benazifa, and balef ne hill, and he approached him, and he worked with him, and he was megayer with him. Shuv ma'isa b'nochri echad, and there was another story with another nochri. Shabalof neishamay amar lo gar the famous gemara girani al menashe talam dani kol tara kulo kashani oimer al ragal echas, so I can know it all on one foot like we know Rabbi Yisai. Dachfu ba'amas habinyan, he threw him at the floor to the basement. Balof neihila, and Hillel says no gire amar lo, but he said ma de olach sani lechavicha lo savi, what your friend does not like, don't do to others. Zui kola tarakula v'idich priusha zilgmar. And everything else you'll learn later. We know famously this gemara, Rabbi said, what was Hillel telling us? The entire Torah was what? V'yahavta le'echa kamocha. But Rabbi said, there's a much deeper pshat in this gemara. And I'd like to share you this pshat. The pshat of the Maggid of Mezrich. The Maggid of Mezrich says, oh no, I don't have it here. I'm sorry. I didn't send this to Jeremy, but I'm going to say it outside everybody's side. This is such a half of the gipshat. What did the ger ask Hillel and Shammai? I want to be converted al regel achas. It's a weird statement. What is al regel achas? If he wants to be just mimgarbi right now without teaching me halachas, so let him say that. What is al regel achas? So Mezrich of Maggid says something beautiful. He says, you know what regel achas is? It's something that we all go through. He says, I want to plateau. I want to cruise. I want to be able to be al regel achas without what? Without pits and without raising up, without aliyas and yuridas. Why do we need such a weird ups and downs? I'm into Yiddishkeit, I'm not into Yiddishkeit. I'm feeling it, I'm not feeling it. Rabbi say, some of us have this on a weekly basis, on a daily basis. We're in the zone, we're not in the zone. I've observed, says this ger, the Jews, and I see where their struggles are. I think the antidote is, if I have the ability to plateau and to stay and to be on cruise control, Perhaps maybe I'll be sincere and I'll be consistent in my Yiddishkeit. Fascinating question. I'd like to be a ger al regel achas. Shammai says, sorry. No. This is not gers. Hillel sat patiently with the ger and he said something incredible. He says, ultimately what we understand, the Aramaic, okay, we're not going to say why, for another time, why he said it in this weird, obscure way. There's a whole Chiddush HaRim on that. But he says, ultimately, at the end, what we understand to be, V'yahavta l'reicha kamoicha. What does that have to do with what he asked? Why is Hillel saying specifically, V'yahavta l'reicha kamoicha? Says the Maggid of Mezrich, you know what Hillel was telling this gear? You're a guy. Which, by the way, the Chiddush HaRim says, why he had to say, don't do to your friend what you don't want to do for yourself. He couldn't understand the positivity in V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. It was all the do's and don'ts. You don't want this to yourself, so therefore don't. That was where the guy was standing in terms of having havana. He couldn't even enunciate V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha because that's only what a yid could really fully comprehend. But that's not for now. Hillel was turning to this guy and says, you're a guy. Why in the world did you just get this hisiris and this drive to join the Jewish nation, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where did this come from? Said Hillel, you know what this comes from? This came from someone else that has been down to the places you've been to and found HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that place, and through his Yerida and through his misfortune or through his challenge in the places that you've been, created a Makom Kadosh, and you were affected, and he brought you out of that situation, and now you want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do you know why you want to become a ger right now? It's because of the other yids, Yerida. That's why your aliyah is existing. Do you know what and how we size up this entire transformation, this entire experience, and why you're having this conversation with me right now, says the Maggid of Mezrich? It's v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha. My yiridus have a purpose. Not only for myself to grow, but to bring up those people that don't have the kalim and are not able to get themselves out of those traps and those holes and those ditches. And sometimes in a spiritual realm have the ability to create and to facilitate your aliyah in your depressed situation, in your mundane life. And that's why aliyahs and yeridas serve a purpose in our avodas Hashem, Rabbi say. We're all one organism. We're all connected. We're all one unit. And our aliyahs and yeridas actually have avodas Hashem within them. Only Hillel, Rabbi say, was able with his ability to connect Klal Yisrael, to wrap everyone together, to look at Klal Yisrael as the aliyahs and the yiridahs, the different episodes of my life, to connect and to form as one, to be mamish kaguf echad, like the Yerushalmi says, to the extent that what? That we're really one entity. That Rabbeisai, that we are different Eivorim as part of one guf. Only Hillel was the ability to envision that, was the ability to run out of a shower at Erev Shabbos, to find patience to the concerns, to those things that were bothering, that were on the chest of other people, to be on Vanoson ke Hillel, and not to be machmid like Shammai, Rabbi Yisai. That's what the Gemara is clearly teaching us. Who is Hillel, Rabbi Yisai? Let's delve deeper and understand who Hillel is. When is Hillel introduced to us in Shas? What is Hillel famous for in Maseches Avos? Rabbeisai. Source number 20. Hillel Oimer, Havi mitalmidoi shel Aaron, Oyev Sholem, Viroide Sholem, Oyev es Abrius, umekarvin lesatoira. Hillel's mission statement in life is what? Is to be who? Is to be Aaron HaKoyim. To be Oyev Shalom, to be Roidev Shalom, to have patience, to be caring, to not only being focused on your own Avodas Hashem, but to run and chase after others. and to spread Shalom, Rabbi Isai, which is the only source of bracha in our lives, Rabbi Isai. Ein kli machzik bracha, the Mishnah Nuksan says, Ela Shalom. Sheneemar Hashem Yivarech Es Amoy VaShalom. If there's not Shalom within our Avodas Hashem, if we're not combining, if we're not swallowing things together, if we're not looking at all of our Avodas Hashem, all the dimensions, the Avoda, the Torah, the Gemilas Chasadim, in one entity, we're not wrapping it up, then there's something lacking. But Rabbi Yisai, this specifically pertains to the Geula. This is what was necessary for the Geula. The Maral and Derech HaChaim, on his parish on this Mishnah, asks, why can't Hillel just say the statement? Just run after Shalom. Shalom's an important thing. Just be Oyev Esabrius. Be nice to people. Why does Hillel have to say, Havit mitalmido shal Aaron HaKoy? Maral says so beautifully in source number 22. Do you understand what this Mishnah is telling us? That in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, there was someone who served this purpose. The last page, this page, the next page, Rabbi Yisai, source number 22. Start from the bottom. Oid kashalama hutzruch loymer haba mitalmide shal Aaron. Haba loymer, just say it straight. Tehei roidev shalom. You should chase after shalom. Haba perish masha omer haba mitalmide shal Aaron. Ki Aaron hoya koin gadol. Va koin gadol, the purpose of a koin gadol, humid yuchud lios mikasher Yisrael, Adshi Yisrael Amechad. You know what a Kohen Gadol did? You know what the Aaron HaKohen did? He was the Makasher of Am Yisrael. He was the one who was able to wrap everything together and to be one and to be that center force to take all of our avodas, all of our existence, and be Makasher us as one. And then Memela, to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Oyev Es Abrius, to be, have interpersonal connection, to be involved and caring and one another, and concerned one another, like Aaron HaKohen was Me'urav Abrius, was Roidev Shalom, but he was also Makarv and Latoira. That ultimately, once we became one Me'uchad Dika entity, we wrapped everything together, then ultimately, we were all able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is when you have a centerpiece, when you have that makasher of an Aaron HaKohen, a Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash. Kasher ha'yolam mishkod v'mizbeach echad. The opposite of the Umos HaOlam that have so many priests, so many people serving, which was not ideal. We need one center focus. That Moshe Rabbeinu tainted against Korach. That we need Aaron HaKohen to be ma'achid, all of us together. Let's skip to the bold face. Aaron was the person who has the ability to see the good in others, to see the potential in others, to be concerned with others. Listen carefully, Rabbi Yisai. This is going to go much deeper. Listen. That's why Hillel says you have to be mitalmido shel Aaron, who embodied this. This was Aaron's motif. This was what Aaron was concerned about. This is who Aaron was. And the Maral goes on to explain, Aaron was roidev shalom. He couldn't just make shalom. You had to chase after it. Like chometz, the Maral says. Like mitzvahs. You're going to be a mevatel mitzvah of tefillin. You're going to be over the yisur of noiser. I got to run. I got ein machmisen etz mitzvahs. This is one of the mitzvahs. I need to incorporate this in my avodas Hashem. I can't just be a mespalel. I can't just be an oyved avoida. I have to be a bal chesed. I have to be concerned about his avoida. That's my avoida. We need to incorporate it. We need to have some sort of entity that connects us all with Aaron HaKohen as the center of the Beis HaMikdash, to be ma'acher mekasher, ha'vim mitalmidei shel Aaron HaKohen. That's why the Mishnah teaches us, and that's why Hillel goes on to say, I can't look at myself as a distinct entity. Imani la'atzmi mo'ani, he says in that line. I'm not independent. I'm part of a rap. I'm part of a unit. I'm part of one collective. Ein mitzvah mevat lezu azu. Ein klal yisrael mevat lezu azu. I need your avoida, you need more of my avoida. I need your tefila, you need my tefila. I need my own tefila, my chesed, my avoida, in my avoida Hashem, and they're not going to be mevatel each other. And if I don't do that, Rabbi Yitzchak, specifically in the Zman of Golos, the Rambam says, and I don't incorporate Hillel into my Leil HaSeder, then this Golos will continue. Nebuch, our approach to Avodas Hashem, that we don't care, that we're not concerned, that we're not focusing, and what's happening in Eretz Yisrael right now, Rabbi Yitzchak, this fighting is not going to work. We've created a culture that all we do is ridicule. We don't get along. We don't find the good. We're missing the wraps of the Leil HaSeder. We need to be makbid to have a wrap in the Seder. Even after you yoytze the mitzvah. Even if you paskin like Chachomim. But Bizman HaGolos, the Rambam says, have a wrap. Incorporate it. Make it one unit. Be a collective entity. Be involved. Be concerned. Take the Torah, avoid the gemilas chasodim, wrap it all up, and be focused on all of those around you, and be concerned, and introduce the anvenusu shel hillel into the mikta, into the avoid of the seder, and that will bring the geula. Avoy said, "This is real. It's not just a nice story, a nice musr. It's now affecting our mitzvahs. The leila seder. Don't be mafsik before kairich." The Bir Halacha says, "Unbelievable. Why?" You need to even swallow it together. We can't exist distinctly. We can't think that we're a separate Aver. Where Rabbi Yisai, why is Hillel saying, Kavi to Talmidah Shal Aaron, the Maharal says, it's because it's what Aaron embodied. Aaron was involved with the concern of others. Sounds so similar to Hillel in that Gemara and Shabbos, to what Hillel was teaching that gear. About how all of my aliyas and yeridas are connected to someone else. About how we're all one larger organism. And that's where we need to view my life. And that's why I jumped out of the shower to have this conversation with you. To be concerned with you. I was roidif you. You had a question and I was roidif. I wanted to hear about it. I wanted to open my hearts to you. Merver Aboisai. Halodover, look at the Keser Shem Tov. Who is the Gilgal of Aaron HaKohen? I am b'sefer Avos HaRosh Pelagji, b'sefer Yovelev LePelagji, Shehil Haya Gilgal Aaron HaKohen. It wasn't just Stam that Ara that Hillel starts off with Mishnah in Avos, having me Talmido Shel Aaron HaKohen. Hillel says that's exactly who I am. I am the reincarnation. I am now the Gilgal, the Neshama of Aaron HaKohen. Rabbi Yisai, Chiddush HaRim tells us, and with this I close, go back to source number 21. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, taught us the Dinei HaTorah. Yikoyv hadin esahar, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. There's one way of judging, which is din. Who's right, who's wrong, who's zoichu, who's chayev. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. But then there's another avenue. And perhaps an avenue that is more for a matzav of galus and a situation where we're so detached. And we need to be mechazik in this rap of what Hillel is saying. And that is the approach of Pshara. And Aaron was the one who taught us the Midah of Pshara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, on Daf Zayin. Moshe Rabbeinu was Yikov Hadin, and Aaron was Pshara. So Rabbi said, just like we're saying now, that the Avodah of Leil HaSeder needs to incorporate Hillel. And the Rambam says, V'chayev, you have to be Koirich, specifically this Matzav of Golus. Perhaps that's exactly what happened 3,000 years ago in the matzav of Yetzias Mitzrayim with Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. Look at source number 21, Rabbi Yisai. Vayomer Moshe al Hashem, bi Adoni, please don't send me. Loi ish dvarim anoichi. I am not the person who has the ability to communicate. As we know on a simple level, Rabbi said Moshe Rabbeinu had a lisp. He had a stutter. He was a kvad peh. Says the Chiddush HaRim, it's much deeper than that. Moshe Rabbeinu was in the world of Shammai. Moshe Rabbeinu was in the world of black and white, of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create in this world, of din. Of there's a correct and there's incorrect. And there's nothing else that could be affected and brought in. There's each mitzvah and each avoida, and everything needs its own mahalach and its own distinct time. Mitzvahs mevat lezu ezu. Look at the lashon of loy ish dvarim anoichi, loy ish dvarim anoichi. Zok the chedush harim. Unbelievable. The soichet tavis of what? Shammai. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I am Shammai. To get them out of Golus, I'm not going to be the leader. I'm not going to be that koyach to be able to say things and to be able to be right of Shalom and be able to incorporate and to be able to be mechazik them and to be able to be sensitive and to be able to give them the chizik that they need to be able to join a Jewish nation to become an Am. I might be the one who's Maisa the Torah, but there's a disconnect to what's in the world of Chochma. Shammai comes from the Oisios Rabbeisai Shmaya Shin Mem Yud Aleph. Shammai comes, the Arizal tells us, from the halacha that's going to be in the pristine world, in the Asid Lovo, when we're going to be able to resolve these issues of what? Not being together and not being an Am. When there's going to be an Aaron HaKoyin, who already resolved these issues and everything's working together. The idea of Shammai, Lo Yish Dvar Manoichi, I can't communicate that. You know why? Because sometimes, even if it's right, even if this Ger was 100% wrong on everything he asked for, he'll have the ability to what? To say something in the right way. To bring out the light. The Gemara goes on to say that one of the Geirim wanted to be a Koyin that goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And because of Hillel's discussions with him, because of Hillel's patience, because Hillel was the ability to be Metzarif him, to join him in, to invite him to a meal, he got him to realize, like, wait a second, if Hillel's so great, and the Torah says about him, to go into the Kodesh Gadashim, Vahazar HaKarev Yumas, Ani, I'm a Ger, Alachas Kama V'Kama, and he came to realize the truth. What did Hillel do? He brought his Koichus from what? From Aaron HaKoyin. Who was Aaron HaKoyin, Rabbi Yisai? Aaron HaKoyin was the added help that HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to Moshe Rabbeinu. To say, oh, you're Shammai, Lo Yish Dvarim Anoichi? I have an assistant for you. Who? Vehu Yihyeh Lecha Lepeh. Who is that? Vehu Yihyeh Lecha Lepeh. Who is that? Aaron. Says the Chiddush HaRim. Vehu Yihyeh Lecha Lepeh. The Yalkut Ruveni says, Vehu Yihyeh Lecha Lepeh is Osios what? Who Yihyeh Lecha Lepeh is Osios Hillel. Is Osios Hillel. In this matzav of Golus, you're right, Moshe Rabbeinu. Yikav Adinus Ahar is not going to work. We need a pshara. We need a person who understands. We need a person who raps. We need a person who connects. We need a person who can be ma'achid klal Yisrael. The Basayin, my father showed me, the Basayin says that just like we take the Dalet Minim of all different types on the Yontif of Sukkot, so too the Pesach Matzah Umorer represents three different types of Jews, the Beinoni. The person who's holding stark, the Oivid, the Karban Pesach, he's on fire. And the Marer, Rishayim B'chayim Karim Mesim, Marer, which is the Oisim, which is the Gematria of Moves. That is the Koyach, the Medrash Rabbah says. To be able to leave the Golus. So you're right. To be Makabal the Torah, we need Moshe Rabbeinu. We need to be Makbid on Dinim. And Chalila, Rabbi Yisai, should this be a person that, should this charge a person to affect his own Avodas Hashem or to be lax in his Avodas Hashem? That's not the point. But the point is to remember that we need to become a nation. That we need to memela, sometimes focus on what? Incorporation. Focus on collectiveness. Focus on the ma'achid of Klal Yisrael. This night was the night that we were born to be an Am. And Kol Shekein, when we're doing this night and serving this night in a matzav of Golos. So here we need Hillel. Here we need Aaron HaKoyin. Here we need Hu Yiyeh Lecha Lepeh. He has the ability to speak. He has the ability sometimes to say things in a way that can be inviting, that could charge, that can Mimela bring a person who's a Yorid into a being a Mesale, and understanding that my Avodas Hashem and your Avodas Hashem is interconnected. We're all one. And I'm going to do that, Rabbi Yitzhai, in my Maisa Mitzvahs with a rap, with a Hillel. Because Ein Mevat Lezu Azu. Because Adarabi, you're not being Mevat to me. You're adding to me. You're facilitating me. You're assisting me. And until we understand and we embody this Midah of Aaron and Hillel, Rabbi Yitzhai, Rabbi Yishalom is going to say, we're going to stay in Mitzrayim. This was the conversation with Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time of what? To discuss what? Leaving Mitzrayim. To discuss the concept of Geula. How is it possible that we're now going to go through this and not embody this? And not introduce Aaron HaKoyen? And not introduce Hillel? It's not Stam the way Mr. Pinovis begins. And Shammai didn't have that approach. Shammai says, Emor Me'at. Vasei harbe. Stop talking. No. Sometimes we need to talk. When we need to bring an iron, we need to talk. We need to be concerned. We need to run out of the shower on Erev Shabbos and be there for another yid. We need to incorporate all of our elements in Avodas Hashem and not be focused just on one and realize that they enhance each other sometimes. And the rap is necessary in a matzav of golos. So Rabbi Yisai, this is not just a shiloh about a person in a nursing home, whether or not he can mix the maror with the kairach and b'yotz of the mitzvah, and whether or not the seba is a din in the matzah or is in an independent entity. And it's not just an idea of whether or not nullification, like the way it does in the kitchen, applies. I believe this is something so much deeper. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us tonight in the Golus and Bidavka Bizman Hazeh, make sure that Hillel finds himself in your Seder. Make sure that Hillel will affect and influence your Avodas Hashem. And then that will influence Rabbi Yisai the way we can resolve. And I'm not, there are serious issues and there are serious contentious debates right now, Rabbi Yisai. But we have to have Hillel at the table. We have to make sure in all of these issues, with all of these concerns, that Hillel is the one leading the discussions. That Aaron HaKohen is there in order to be v'hu yiyah l'cha l'peh. And then Mamela Rabbi Yisai, the right outcome will come. The ger will ultimately find the right mahalach in Mirtz Hashem. And we will all be one collective unit, one collective am, Mirtz Hashem, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In here of Yameinu, in Mirtz Hashem Yerushalayim, Abnu Yom. Wait, Q&A.